When you meditate, you're giving the mind a chance to look at itself. But first, you've got to get it to look in the mirror. In other words, the breath coming in, going out. Make the breath as smooth as possible, as easeful as possible. So you can think of the sensation of the breathing spreading through the body, and it feels good throughout the body. Everything feels solid, stable, clear. That's the kind of mirror you want. Because if the breath has a lot of ripples, it's like looking at your reflection in water when there are a lot of waves. Everything gets distorted. But everything is clear and smooth. Then you can look in the water, even water, and see yourself very clearly. Even more so when the mirror is really solid. You want to see the mind, because the mind is what's shaping things. It's not simply on the receiving end of things. We talked about this the other day. There's a belief that the mind is sitting there just minding its own business, not being agitated about anything, and then something comes along and from the outside and agitates it, and so it responds. But that's not how the Buddha explains things. Your mind is already out looking for trouble, even before there are sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations. And this process of fabrication with which you're looking for trouble, the way you breathe, the way you talk to yourself, the images you hold in mind, you learn how to shape those factors into a state of concentration so you can get more sensitive to what the mind is doing. When it starts shaping things in another way, you'll know. Because you're becoming more and more conscious of the extent to which the mind is the one that's shaping things. And to the extent to which it's looking for trouble. When greed, aversion, delusion are the motive forces behind all this, then you know you're going to get into trouble. And part of the mind says, I don't care, I get what I want. But the Buddha says there's something a lot better. And it comes from training the mind, so you're not giving in to the power of these things. So you want to be able to see the mind really, really clearly. So make the mirror as smooth and comfortable, easeful as you can. Because as the Buddha said, the reason we suffer is not because of things outside, we suffer because of our own craving or clinging. So we want to be able to see those things in action. That's when you can really solve the problems that the mind thinks that the world is weighing it down, but actually the mind is weighing itself down with those problems. And when you can see that fact, that clears up a lot of confusion right there. When we suffer, the Buddha says we're bewildered and we search. And because we're bewildered, our search tends to go in the wrong directions. We hear the Buddha's giving us some sound advice. So our search for a way out of that suffering actually heads in the right direction.